Welcome to Prague Will Find a Way, our podcast all about progressive rock. My name is Jay Valade.
And I'm Jonathan Block. And
today's news day.
Today's news. This is our September 2025 Prague World Roundup. Although that makes it sound like it's very exhaustive, and it's not.
It's not. It's just stuff that comes across
our transom, as they used to say in Spinal Tap. Yeah.
Speaking of which, there is a new Spinal Tap.
Yes, Spinal Tap 2.
Yes.
And
I haven't seen it yet, though.
I have not seen it yet, but I was having a discussion with someone yesterday, and I was like, you know, I do want to see the movie, but if you haven't watched them yet, like there's at least 10 different interviews with them, with all major outlets. Like yeah. Apple and Billboard and Rolling Stone and everything. And they're just improv. They're all off the cuff. So that, to me, is extremely entertaining.
Yes.
Like, you don't even have to see the movie. You know what I mean? Yeah. Of course you want to see the movie. But that in itself, and these are, you know, half hour, so you're getting a very long movie.
And the reason that's on Prague Will Find a Way is, of course, if you watch the original Spinal Tap, there are some very Prague moments in there. So, you know, it does translate.
And it comes back because Stonehenge is back, which was more like the Tollish time. And Elton John joins them on stage to sing it.
I'll have to see.
So there you go. All right. So there, unfortunately, that good humor that we now have to kind of leaven with, there was a passing in the Prague world recently, Rick Davies, founding member, and always, I believe that he kept the Supertramp name going longer than Roger Hodgson, who did leave. Unfortunately, Rick passed away recently. And
we were talking about the Supertramp is not typically in the pantheon of Prague. Giants, but they do have their Prague leanings, so we kind of thought we would give a mention there. I went back and listened through their catalog after that happened, and we said we would have a mention on the show. And to me, it's a few and far between Prague moments. They're a little more, more mainstream kind of to me.
Yeah, I always thought of them more. So definitely Prague moments on kind of the classic albums that people talk about. Crime of the Century, Crisis, What Crisis? And then into Breakfast. Is it Breakfast
for America?
Breakfast in America.
But that was my intro to them.
For many of us, it was. Yeah,
and it wasn't really a Prague-y thing for me. It was more like, you know. It was like it came out around the same time later, but around the same time as Rumors. And it was, you know, that kind of thing where it was hit songs and the whole thing. And it was just a very popular album. And I thought of it as like a pop rock kind of thing.
Yeah.
Although their leanings are, they do have the prog leanings and they have the pedigree and on some of the playing, but not necessarily over the top.
Yeah. I mean, you may recall when we were growing up, you could take albums out of the library. Record album, so I remember.
I think you still can, but necessarily vinyl.
Right, but vinyl, and I remember taking out Crime of the Century and Crisis, What Crisis, and being like, oh, but still, it was, again, we've talked about the late 70s, early 80s, anything that even, you know, smelled like Prague, we were at least listening to. I will say that the live album that came out afterwards,
Paris,
that was because it had some of those kind of tunes that people have always pointed to. And then there's now, at least digitally, I'm sure it was released as physical product at one point, kind of the whole whatever concert or concerts that show was taken from. There's a much longer Paris release, or at least one of the nights of that show where you get some more of the kind of classic Supertramp. I guess, you know, I was saying before, the other time, in the sense of you could get away with going both ways in that era, right? You had
Poppy
the hit
and
tune.
Proggy.
Oh, well, and, you know, Genesis became sure, the kings sure. that yeah. became the kings of that. But I always thought of Supertramp in the same vein of somebody, another English band like 10cc.
Yes,
art rock. You know, what people would call art rock, and you almost have kind of little suites in short songs. It's like the real evolution of kind of some of 60s pop, right? That was kind of multi part, and you would never call it prog, but obviously
kind of in that Yellow vein too,
exactly, yeah,
right?
Yeah,
where there's big hit songs and then their moments of grandeur.
Right, well, yeah, kind of a classical sensibility, right?
Yeah.
You know, and because I often think of keyboardists like that too.
Yes. Yeah.
In that regard. So rest in peace, Rick. Yeah. You know, music still lives on.
Yeah.
And it's distinctive. He has a distinctive, they both, actually he and Roger both had distinctive voices.
Yeah.
And of course they, another one of those bands where they actually like 10cc, kind of fits and starts before people became really aware of them.
Yeah.
So there's at least two albums that came out before the pot, you know, 74, that Richard Palmer James was on, who then went and wrote lyrics for King Crimson. So
yes. It's kind of funny. 10cc doesn't really hit our discussions very often.
No, it doesn't, but it
they certainly have that sensibility, whether the songs and the playing kind of follow that, but their sensibility sure has that. But it's kind of an interesting thing, because 10cc was gets mentioned a lot by a lot of people.
Right.
I was listening to them in the car with my wife, and she's like, she knows the big hits, and then the other stuff starts coming on, and she's like, wow, this is out there, some of this stuff. So
certainly 10cc got, you know, and you could, I don't know, you know, that whole art rock, because there are other minor bands too in that, and then you could even put Roxy in that, you know.
Sure.
So there is kind of a, like you said, sensibility around some of that.
All right.
So anyways, there is yet another, we got the immersion box back there of Wish You Were Here. And as a preview, we will have a couple of episodes coming up very shortly after this one on Pink Floyd, but the Wish You Were Here 50th anniversary.
Yes.
Coming out as a big box.
Giant box. With
giant box.
Vinyl,
some of
the stuff, this and that and the other thing.
Some of the stuff is already streaming. You can hear early take of Welcome to the Machine, an alternate version of Have a Cigar that I think's already been out there. The interesting thing about this, now again, Pink Floyd sold their catalog, so
yeah.
There's a live show, a well-known live show from 1975. They didn't record it, sourced from a boot.
Okay.
A very famous boot that's been through a number of generations, but the sound is very, very good. But for Pink Floyd to kind of do that is again, it's not really Pink Floyd. It's Sony.
Right. It's not.
Yeah. But you can, it's coming out soon. It's coming out very soon.
It is
soon.
Coming out soon. And,
yeah.
You know, I have the immersion box, so I'm like, well, the only thing I would really get out of this is the Atmos
right.
box, which would be kind of cool to have, but I'm not going to buy a big box
right.
for it.
Yeah.
Super Deluxe Edition has a standalone Blu-ray on
right.
their website.
Which they're doing a lot now.
They are doing
for bands.
Yeah, from a new release thing, they're releasing. I don't know if it's just Super Deluxe or if it's through the record label that it's on, but yes, Fly From Here Return Trip is getting re-released, and it gets a full vinyl and whatever, and a Blu-ray with an Atmos mix on it. It's
now, is this with the Trevor Horn
it's
vocals?
The Trevor Horn
okay.
Vocals.
Why don't they just put both of them on?
You would think that they would just
well,
put
because
it all
they're trying to, this is the well, canon. It's a canon kind of thing.
But given the amount of stuff you can get on Blu-ray, they're having the instrumental mix. They're
I know.
The original mix. They're going to have the new 2025 mix, the Atmos mix, the 5.1 mix.
Needle drop of the original vinyl from 2000 or whatever.
I don't think so.
When they were making
vinyl. I don't know if it ever came out originally on vinyl.
I know, I'm just, but to
it's
your
just
point,
kind of right.
You know, the kitchen sink or
yeah.
like,
but there's, I don't think there's
like
anything.
The Frit box where it's like, okay, we got everything on Blu-ray. And, oh, by the way, here's, you know, 500 shows.
Yeah.
Too.
I don't think that there's anything particularly new outside of the new mixes. I don't think that there was any nuggets of extras.
Okay.
I think it's just
right.
the same stuff
fly by here.
Yeah.
Fly by.
Fly from here. Anyway.
So there you go. Wish You Were Here, hopefully, will be an Apple Atmos mix. For some reason, right now, it's not showing up that way, although Dark
okay.
Side of the Moon and Animals are both Atmos mixes
okay.
on at least Apple Music. Speaking of Atmos mixes, we talked about it last time, but it is out now, The Grateful Dead's 50th Anniversary of Blues for Allah. And if you have any passing interest in the Dead, it's worth hearing. It's on streaming. If you have Apple Music, you can listen to the Atmos mix, which sounds completely different than the original one in the sense of it's the original mix is a little more kind of in the center, and this is very spacious. So definitely worth a listen.
All right. Did you get a chance to, I haven't gotten a chance to listen to it yet.
I have listened to, there's really two.
There's a Stephen Wilson
2000, they say 2025, even though he did it a number of years ago. So this is Stephen Wilson Atmos mix that is excellent. Excellent mix.
Spotify has it as a stereo mix.
As a stereo mix. So I turned Atmos off to hear what it would sound like because it then interpolates it as a 5.1 mix.
Yeah.
As a stereo mix. It's definitely a little wider than the original, but and the new elements are still there.
Okay.
New elements being the way that they sound. Some things are just in different places, but after like 2 minutes, I was like, well, I would listen to the, because in the 3-disc version, the physical version, you get the remastered album. So it's the original mix. You get you get sound checks and some very cool stuff from the first live show that they did that year when they were coming back. It wasn't even billed as Grateful Dead. It was billed as Jerry Garcia and Friends. And they played a suite from the album. That's on there. And then there's a bit of a show from 76 where they play a lot of the album too. So it's a great, you know, it's great. But I highly recommend the Atmos mix. If you're familiar with the album, the Atmos mix is cool. It's just cool.
Yeah, so you were saying it kind of.
Yeah, I mean, there's
experience of the whole album.
Total different experience than the whole album. There's a couple of parts that the only time I've ever liked, I'm not going to say criticized a Stephen Wilson mix, but if you listen to The Dead and you listen to that album, you'll know what I'm talking about because there's spots where it's like, hey, you should have turned the bass up a teeny bit in that part. But anyways, regardless, it's really good. And I always like seeing him being utilized in other things. I talked for a few weeks about Made in Japan, the Deep Purple. It's amazing. He's just very, very good. And I do think one of the reasons is because, like he says, he makes a new stereo mix first. Yeah. And once he's happy with that, he uses that kind of as the basis to then pull everything out to make it spacious. Yeah. And I kind of like that approach. So Speaking of Atmos mixes, the Lamb Lies Down on Broadway reissue that was originally supposed to come out, I think, in March, and then over the summer is on its way, I believe, in October now, or sometime within the next 30 days. It's up on digitally with a number of songs now, like Lamb, Fly, in the Cage.
Can you tell a big difference?
I mean, if you're familiar with the album, you can definitely tell a difference with the Atmos mix. Yeah. In the Cage sounds.
Isn't there just a new 2025?
There will be. Well, yes, there will also be a remaster of or a stereo version of the mix, and then the live show, which we think is still overdubbed, and the 4 or 5 downloadable. Although it looks, at least on Apple Music, they're going to have 3 of those. Doesn't matter. There were 8 CDs. I have them on a hard drive somewhere of all that stuff. I don't want to get into that again, but I will not be purchasing this set. The guys have been doing a publicity around it. I mean, I just saw a picture where I think it was a listening party, so to speak, and they did a Q&A, and it was Tony, Mike Rutherford, Steve Hackett, and
Peter Gabriel. Wow.
Phil was the only one not in attendance, and I guess they had spoken to him about it beforehand. So there you go. So that's coming out. And keeping on the Genesis theme, Steve Hackett is coming back again. I thought he was still on tour right now, but I think maybe he's taking a break. I know he's coming here. He's coming to our part of, but I don't think that's till 2026. So I think this next tour, it's still an extension of his Lamb Lies Down.
Okay.
Or Lamb Stands Up tour or whatever it is,
okay.
Where he's playing a good portion of the Lamb as well as his, you know, solo classics.
He's
and
coming
faves.
Nearby, but not to town.
He's coming to the Ridgefield Playhouse for 2 nights.
Okay.
For 2 nights, which seems to be a thing with Proggers now, right? Because Yes was there for 2 nights and nothing came of that. I guess they just played 2 nights. I mean, I kept having the. I guess it's the opposite of conspiracy theories. It was hope that there was a new live or something happening. Like, why would you play 2 nights in Ridgefield? But now Steve is doing it. So, clearly they know that they can support
them. Because it's a small venue, and they can fill it twice.
It is. So there you go. And let me turn it over to you, because Rick Wakeman
is touring the States again after, John and I joke about this, his final
farewell tour
happened, and now he's back, but he's not solo. He's with his son, Oliver
Wakeman time. And son
Wakeman and son.
Yeah,
because back in, I don't know, the 90s at some point at Ridgefield Playhouse, my wife and I saw Wakeman with Wakeman, which was he and Adam together.
Okay,
so now it's he and Oliver. Now Adam never played with Yes, but Oliver did. So the two Yes Wakemans. So we'll see. I don't know if I'll be going.
Wouldn't it be wild if they pulled out like Gates of Delirium or something that he didn't
that
play
he
on?
Didn't
play. Or actually Tails. They just play all of Tails.
Maybe
on
they'll
two
do
keyboards.
Something from a page. The Adam Wake or the Oliver Wakeman Yes that was never released.
Right.
Because they then let him go and did Fly From Here instead.
Right.
But then they did release it eventually, years later.
Yeah. He released it, right?
And well, no, it's under the Yes.
Okay, it's on the Yes.
Like, it comes with a live album.
Oh, okay. Oh.
You know, as one does.
As one does. I should know better. But you don't know if you're going to go to that.
I don't know if I'm going to go, because I did just see him. It's like
we were
discussing this earlier.
Oh right, I couldn't go to that show.
It seems like he's here all the time now.
Well, was that show at Ridgefield too? Or was that
no?
Down
that
here?
Was down at
the community
theater in Fairfield.
Yeah, so now he's asking you to go. Right, he's asking me to get in a car now. and drive farther.
Yeah. Come on.
You're not sure Oliver's enough of a
don't spoil me and be 5 minutes from my house and then be 40 minutes.
Yeah. So,
what else we got here?
Beat Live. So the live.
Beat Live. Yeah.
There's been a couple of songs that have been out for a while now.
Yeah.
The live album.
So again, Beat is the King Crimson 80s songs played by Adrian Belew, Tony Levin, Danny Carey, and
Steve Vai. Yeah.
So they're putting out a live album.
Live album.
Is it, or is there a video to it, or is it just music? I think it's just music.
I think it's just the music, and I just saw them, a picture of them sitting there with the release, like they just got to look at it.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't recall seeing anything about video, but
none more.
None more Beat. It's like, right.
So that's coming out soon as well. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. It's so funny. They announce stuff, and I think we've become a little jaded by everybody pushing dates all the time. So we just announce that it's coming, but we never tell you when it's coming, because who knows when things will actually show up.
New live release. Let me see on Inside Out. Blu-ray. Oh, it's available deluxe. Blu-ray, two CDs, bonus CD, 36-page art book alongside a Blu-ray package with two CDs. So what does that tell you?
It doesn't say it's video.
No, touring with, I'm looking.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Blu-ray track list.
I'm interested to hear.
No, it says concert film.
Oh.
So there's a concert film. So, yep. Bonus CD. Yep. So you get a lot of stuff. Looks like it's a great package. So.
Well, maybe I'll have to look into that one.
Yep. Couple of other new releases. So I want to talk first about, I guess you would call them or him a friend of Prague Will Find a Way. So the band is called Motrick. They're a Pacific Northwest band. They've been around for, I want to say maybe 15 years or more. Motrick. So it's krautrockish with a nice little splash of Prague and electronic. And so they have a new release coming out on October 24th called Earth. And one song is already available streaming. I suggest everybody check it out. If you like any of that kind of music, it's very, very good, very excellent. A friend of mine, Dave Fulton, is the keyboardist for that band, and they're Like I said, if you like that music, it's totally evocative.
It'll be right up your alley.
Of that time. And I know I say that anytime we talk about this, we are going to do an American prog or an electronic. They kind of fit right in that realm. Actually, Dave was part of a band, folks may know, an electronic music band that was pretty popular in the 90s called Dweller at the Threshold. I had the honor of opening up for them one show, but they were excellent, and these guys are really good, really good. So I
all right.
Leave a link down in the description of how to find their stuff.
Cool.
And finally, another new kind of reissue, Vangelis, 1492.
The soundtrack re-released with extra tracks.
Extra tracks. I believe a few extra tracks. I think it was came out on vinyl, too, right? That's a big thing to do. I liked it when it was first released, so when I saw this, I was like, oh, and there were extra songs. I was telling Jay. I wasn't kind of paying attention. It got into the new stuff, and I didn't realize it, so it's very seamless.
Right.
It must be. I didn't go and read up on
it. It has to be of the time. I mean, yeah. Who's putting this out now? Who is curating the catalog of Vangelis now that he is gone and reissuing with these extra tracks and stuff?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question, and we will answer that question post-haste.
Because it's interesting that things are getting released with extra things on them. I mean, he did that with Blade Runner, though. So,
okay.
It's not like he didn't like doing that.
Because right.
Blade Runner came out as like a three CD package at one of some anniversary. And so there was all this extra stuff. So I don't think he was against that, because I know he curated his own stuff pretty tightly.
All right, well, it looks like two new tracks. Line Open and Landscape. It says Warner Music UK. So, unfortunately, that probably says Expanded Edition.
Yeah.
There.
Well, which is fine, and I don't know.
It's lossless. It's not.
If they
it's
did,
not anything else. That's the original, which is also lossless and also listed. So it could. It has the same copyright information. I don't know who's putting it out, but it has a couple of extra tracks.
Yeah.
And I believe it was coming out on vinyl too, but okay. Someone correct us. So we're still waiting for somebody to give us the authoritative story of John and Vangelis, Page of Life era, the falling out, but we'll wait. You don't have to comment on that one. You can comment on anyone. So we encourage community involvement in Prague. We'll find a way. Anything else happening coming out? Whoa, no. I want to talk about it. We saved the best for last.
Oh, did we?
We did. I want Jay's
going to shock me with this, I guess.
No, your Marillion haul.
Oh.
He got setup.
So Marillion had a one-day sale on their website of a bunch of tour Blu-rays, and I took it upon myself to buy a bunch of them. They were £5 each, and the shipping was really reasonable. And so I was like, I'll just fill in my collection. Having been to the Marillion weekends now a couple times, I find them always to be pretty fascinating what they choose to play and what they don't choose to play or whatnot. So I had, over the course of time, bought a couple of these sets when they would put them out, because they would put, since they started doing this back in the mid-2000s or whenever that was, like 2009 or something, I don't know when they started doing it.
Right.
So I would buy the set, and they would be like four CD sets and blah, 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 blah. So now to get, 2011, 2013,
So these are all weekends?
2003. Some of them are weekends. Okay. Some of them are just one-off shows. Live in 2013. So it's really kind of interesting, because they usually put out the DVDs or Blu-rays when it's like a special show.
Yep.
So obviously most of this stuff is a repeat. There's not a million new songs or anything, but it's just always interesting to watch the progression every year of how they do this. And so I'm like, well, for $5.
Well, that's the thing. £5 or $5, you're like,
Yeah. And why not?
Yeah. Why would I not buy every one I could?
And then even though I have them all. I bought the best of.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, you know, sometimes you just want a shot, you know?
Well, for $5, I couldn't not.
Just need a boost, a Marillion boost.
Yeah, well, they started in 2002.
Okay.
So this is the recorded live at the Weekends, 2002 to 2022.
Okay. Is it in chronological order?
No, they're all over the place.
Okay.
It's like a set list, and they just go through all the stuff. I mean, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12,
lots of songs. 13, 14,
15, 16, 17, 18, 20. There's like 24 songs on
anything
here.
Anything really rare? Something they only played once?
Yeah, some of it is pretty out there. Okay. And on the actual other ones, there's much more of that. But
this was just a one-day sale, or are they trying to
clear? It was a one-day sale. They were like, one-day clearance, come on.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, I'll buy 6 or 7.
And that wasn't too long ago. It didn't take long for the stuff to get here.
Right. But of course then, I don't want to, never mind.
Okay.
There was a whole thing about tariffs and
we're not getting into
that. And shipping and all this stuff, but apparently the Blu-rays don't count.
No, music is not part of that, or shouldn't be. So don't, if you're buying movies, entertainment, music, physical product, you should not be being charged extra.
Yeah. That was that. So that was kind of fun.
Right.
I obviously have not gotten through it yet. It's kind of one. There's so much, and if
but you've
I,
watched all if, the other ones if, you have. So
yeah, if I do it all at once, it'll just become
a blur.
I think I have to space it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. So, all right. So anyway,
that's the news. That's the Prague World Roundup, our version of it for 2025.
Still waiting on any news on the Tales from Topographic Oceans reissue, which has got to be the news. It's got to be any day now that they announce it.
I know we would have a little board there to be like, it's been X amount of days since
close to the edge
Super Deluxe version came out. But anyways, Prague will find a way
if you wanted to.